You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we're speaking with Hannah Davis, the owner and founder of Body by Hannah Studio, a Tennessee-based boutique fitness studio built on inspiring wellness and others through personal training. And Hannah, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for joining us, for coming to us from Tennessee today. So for starters, tell us, how does digitization make way for the diversification of income? Let's start there today.
Yeah, so digitization allowed me personally, I think it would allow any business owner in the situation I found myself in, particularly with COVID, to expand the business in a very multifaceted way. It provides a source of income that doesn't necessarily depend on my brick and mortar. So it gives businesses an opportunity to stay alive during uncertain times. Just kind of giving an example of just being able to use Bounce House, a website platform, and its ability to help me adapt the business model in light of this pandemic in particular.
Some really strong and timely points in some real difficult times, and those adjustments need to be made accordingly during this pandemic for sure. And thanks for your input on that. Now, how should you engage your clients virtually? Hit on some of that information, how you've seen that to be a success for you.
Well, so when you can only see your clients in a virtual capacity, implementing booking features online and making things a lot easier for them to engage with you online from a booking aspect, but also from being able to communicate online a lot better. So you just want to be able to make things as easy for your clients as possible. So you don't need a complicated web platform. You want to make things as easy for them to communicate with you as possible.
Keeping it simple and making it easy is very important. Now, what other sites have you used for your business? I'm sure we could learn from some of your input on that. And how has your experience differed from those to Bounce House? Talk to us about that.
So I've used Squarespace in the past, and I think it's a great tool for building a website. But you have to be pretty tech savvy and in tune with design. So I've used these sites in the past, but I've always had to hire out a more tech savvy person to really help me get it done. And the really amazing thing about Bounce House was that it was super simple, and I was able to take care of everything from start to finish. And that was really important because I had this super quick turnaround time from when I found out I had to close the brick and mortar studio and transition everything online, and I needed a new website actually to be able to do that. And having Bounce House really allowed me to set up a new website that was totally functional in less than 24 hours.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of business owners tuning in, and that news right there is quite exciting, I'm sure, to a lot of folks. Thanks for sharing that. Now, tell us, what are some of your social media best practices for those trying to build their following and engagement?
Yes, so I'm always trying to post really relevant and valuable content very frequently. To bring your customer base value has got to be the most important thing. So engaging with your audience and listening to their feedback, and then just getting to know them as personally as possible, and then also getting to know their social media habits. So getting to know them in both ways. You want to get to know them personally, but you also want to like understand their habits and in terms of when the best time is to engage with them, kind of studying those analytics from your social media platforms. Tracking those days and times your followers most often engage with your content. So with that knowledge, you're able to help schedule your posts and newsletters around when you have the highest reach.
A lot of good input and a lot of good tips. We thank you so much, Hannah. Today we're joined by Hannah Davis, coming to us from Tennessee. She's the owner and founder of Body by Hannah Studio, a Tennessee-based boutique fitness studio built on inspiring wellness and others through personal training. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Hannah, what kind of content should a fitness professional create to stay engaged with their followers?
Well, you know, right now everybody's looking for at-home workouts in particular. Workouts are always popular, sharing workouts. But right now, I think in particular, these at-home workouts are what people need and want. People love how-to videos that outline the basics of form when doing specific exercises. Those are very popular. And then posts on nutrition are always, always, always popular.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with you on that. And should different types of content exist on specific platforms, for example, nutritional recipes or workout of the day tips?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, social media is great for ongoing content, you know, the workout of the day, recipes, and then so you want to kind of post that information on your Instagram feeds or Facebook feeds. Your website, that's kind of great for that evergreen content, like blog articles if you do blogs, as well as more of that, the personal information for clients, for possible customers to learn more about your business. And it also legitimizes your business. You're sharing your credentials, expertise, client testimonials. So in a way, a website makes your service offerings more real. And then, you know, videos are some of the most engaging content to give to your customers, and they can live in multiple platforms such as YouTube, Instagram stories, and they can also be on your website in more of an evergreen way, just to attract customers in that way.
Shifting gears a little bit and love to get some more advice on this. What advice would you give to fitness professionals trying to promote their digital fitness apps?
So I think it's really important to identify your target audience. I think a lot of times we want to reach the masses, and I mean just really kind of end up spreading ourselves too thin and not kind of honing in on a target audience. Who do you want to be speaking to? What do you want to say to them? And really stick with that target audience. You're not going to create a program that's perfect for everyone. So you need to focus on one that is truly targeted for the audience that either you really are passionate about, or the audience that already is just very organically drawn to you. So, you know, it's important to understand that when you're trying to promote your particular fitness program, your particular fitness app.
Awesome input right there. Thanks for that, Hannah. Now, is there anything else that fitness professionals should be doing at this very moment?
Yeah, you know, I think it's in this time of just almost this freak out nature, like, oh, what do I need to be doing? There's so much I could be doing. How do I transition? It's really easy to forget about your own self-care, and that's not going to be good for anybody. So just as much as we try to preach the practice, we need to be practicing it. So when you're busy building your brand, even for fitness professionals, first and foremost, prioritize your healthcare routine. Make sure you're eating healthy, fueling your body well with nutrition and with fitness.
Hannah, really appreciate your joining us here today, and your input, advice, and tips have been most helpful, I am sure. And the self-care part is so important. Of course, as we always say, without your health, you cannot be productive nor successful, and that is certainly the case for sure. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into your studio there in Tennessee, Body by Hannah, and where could they also best be in touch as well?
Yeah, so that simple bounce house website is bodybyhannahstudio.com. And you can find me on Instagram posting most often at Body by Hannah. And I'm also on Facebook at Body by Hannah.
It is fantastic, and it is very easy. Again, folks, it is bodybyhannahstudio.com. Hannah, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you.
And you're certainly welcome. We've been speaking with Hannah Davis, owner and founder of Body by Hannah Studio, a Tennessee-based boutique fitness studio built on inspiring wellness and others through personal training. And again, the website of reference is bodybyhannahstudio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.